Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has received a first-year award from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for over $200 million as part of the Rural Health Transformation Program. In November, DHS applied for $1 billion in funding to be distributed $200 million annually from CMS. DHS will use the funding to create a stronger and more accessible healthcare system in rural communities throughout Wisconsin. With over one-third of Wisconsinites living in rural Wisconsin, these communities face unique challenges when it comes to accessing healthcare. Out of Wisconsin's 72 counties, 40 are federally designated as mental health professional shortage areas, 37 as primary care shortage areas, and 34 as dental care shortage areas. CMS has not yet announced award amounts for the subsequent 4 years of the program. The investment will support grants for innovative workforce projects in rural communities, support career pathways for rural healthcare providers, and fund services provided by community health workers, upgrades for rural provider systems, digital infrastructure, and develop a digital rural healthcare collaborative, and a competitive grant program for rural regions to create coordinated systems of care where multi-sector partnerships show a clear path to sustainability. More information, including a project summary about DHS's proposal, is available on the DHS Rural Health Transformation Program webpage. DHS is also in the process of recruiting for a team to manage this project. Information about recruitment opportunities will be posted on the DHS Careers page. While school districts continue to advocate for voucher transparency on taxpayers' property tax bills, Green Bay has finally decided to do just that. Green Bay residents will see a line item in the notes section of their 2025 tax bills stating the specific dollar amount levied for private school vouchers. Public school advocates think taxpayers have a right to know just how much their taxes are going to fund voucher program schools. In September, Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim and Representative Lee Snodgrass, along with other legislative Democrats, introduced the Kids First bill package to address key issues in public school funding, including a voucher transparency bill. LRB 4318 requires property tax bills to include a line item that shows the taxpayer cost of vouchers. Currently, property tax bills are required to list only the amount going toward K-12 schools without revealing what portion also goes toward private schools. Public school advocates point to a variety of disparities between voucher and public schools. Voucher per student funding ranges from $10,000 to $13,000, often exceeding the revenue limit for public school students. Private school voucher payouts increased by 11% this year, while public schools received no increase. They further point out that funding for public school students has lagged inflation for nearly 18 years, with the lost revenue per student over that time amounting to more than $3,000. Advocates also argue that voucher schools are not bound by many of the same rules governing public schools, including graduation standards, testing requirements, school report cards, and teacher certification. Private schools do not have to accept all students, provide due process, or adhere to federal non-discrimination laws. Locally elected school boards do not govern them, and they are not bound by open meetings and public records laws. In the absence of public oversight, public education proponents argue the public is not assured that their money is being spent wisely. The Wisconsin Public Education Network has created a resource hub to move toward transparency and accountability for all schools that receive public money. A tool on the WPEN website shows how much public school funding was redirected to private schools by district for the 2024-25 school year. The totals for the 2025-26 school year will be greater by about 11%. A voucher transparency bill has been introduced at least since 2017. The fourth annual Walk Around the World with Grace begins tomorrow. It's a virtual walk sponsored by Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Leif Carlson is the organizer of the event.
As you're setting up your New Year's resolutions, we hope that you consider joining our group. You can join at walkwithgrace.com. You can get signed up. The program runs from January through July. There's absolutely no cost to join. We want everyone to participate in it, in countywide. You will get a free vest. They are the beautiful blue, light blue vests that you see walking around on people outside. And we hope that you wear that vest as you exercise, as you go for your walks, as you're at Simon's or wherever you're doing your exercise. Wear your vest so we help spread the word about the walk around the world.
Participants will not only receive a weekly newsletter, but will also have a chance to gather once a month.
Another thing that we do every month, we have potluck dinners, and they are the first Monday of every month, from January through July. So the first one is coming up right away on January 5th, 5:30 p.m., and they are at the community center. And those potlucks have door prizes. You can meet new friends. We have slides of our virtual trip, just a real quick slideshow of countries that we're visiting as we walk. People bring healthy foods. We try to focus on foods that are based on the Mediterranean diet, but they are themed from different countries. And so January, we're going to be traveling through Mexico. So our first potluck, a lot of Mexican foods, healthy Mediterranean diet, but with Mexican spices.
Walk Around the World is held each year to encourage people to get active, which helps prevent cancer.
The cancer guidelines for reducing cancer risk by exercising stress that 30 minutes per day of exercise. If you did that 5 days a week, which is 150 minutes, you will lower your risk of at least 8 different cancers through exercise. And so lowering the risk is the best we can do. We can't absolutely stamp it out, but if we could get a few people in our county not to get cancer as a result of this effort, that's what we're trying to do.
Leif Carlson says you don't have to be an athlete to participate.
I drive out through Gillingham, and there's a man who walks in his driveway every day, and I see him going back and forth, and he's certainly getting his 30 minutes that way is just fine. But there's all sorts of things that you could be doing for exercise. Rowing, if you're doing indoor stuff at, say, Simon's, you could do rowing or elliptical, the swimming, treadmill work. Some people like to go down to Madison if you live near to Madison and walk inside the malls in the winter. Dancing. Some people enjoy dancing. And if your heart rate is up, if you are doing a vigorous dance, that's absolutely a good exercise. Racquetball, basketball. And I have a son who's an expert hula hooper. So I always like to mention hula hoop as a really good exercise. Absolutely.
To learn more or to register, go online to walkwithgrace.com. Each participant receives a free reflective vest. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to celebrate the start of 2026 with a New Year's Day hike. The agency's first day hikes will take place at over a dozen state parks across Wisconsin, including at Mirror Lake State Park from 11 to 1 and Devil's Lake State Park from 3:30 to 5:30. Mirror Lake State Park staff will offer a guided hike to ring in the new year. The trail will be an easy route along a couple of trails that offer views of the lake and sandstone rock outcroppings. A state park admission sticker is required on vehicles. This year at Devil's Lake, all ages are invited to take a twilight hike or snowshoe through Steinke Basin. This will be around a 2-mile hike on uneven trail. Dress warm and bring a flashlight and your snowshoes. Staff will also have snowshoes to loan. Meet at the Steinke Basin parking lot along Highway DL. These hikes offer visitors an opportunity to begin the new year rejuvenated and connected with nature. DNR officials say the community hikes are a great way for residents to explore the outdoors in their areas, and each one will cover between 1 to 3 miles. A full schedule of events is available on the DNR's website.